Why are you being so mean, Willie? Carol asked. She spoke solely to the boy with the auburn hair. You're not mean when you're by yourself. Why do you have to be mean now? Willie flushed. That, coupled with his dark red hair, much darker than Bobby's, made him look on fire from the neck up. Bobby guessed he didn't like his friends knowing he could act like a human being when they weren't around. Shut up, Gerber baby, he snarled. Why don't you just shut up and kiss your boyfriend while he's still got all his teeth? The third boy was wearing a motorcycle belt cinched on the side and ancient snapjack shoes covered with dirt from the baseball field. He was behind Carol. Now he moved in closer, still walking his bike, and grabbed her ponytail with both hands. He pulled it. Ow! Carol almost screamed. She sounded surprised as well as hurt. She pulled away so hard that she almost fell down. Bobby caught her, and Willie, who could be nice when he wasn't with his pals, according to Carol, laughed. Why'd you do that? Bobby yelled at the boy in the motorcycle belt, and as the words came out of his mouth, it was as if he'd heard them 1,000 times before. All of this was like a ritual, the stuff that got said before the real yanks and pushes began and the fists began to fly. He thought of Lord of the Flies again, Ralph, running from Jack and the others. At least on Golding's Island there'd been a jungle. He and Carol had nowhere to run. He says, because I felt like it, that's what comes next. But before the boy with the side-cinched belt could say it, Robin Hood, with the homemade bat sling on his back, said it for him. Because he felt like it. What you gonna do about it, Maltex baby? He suddenly flicked out one hand, snake-quick, and slapped Bobby across the face. Willie laughed again. Carol started toward him. Willie, please don't. Robin Hood reached out, grabbed the front of Carol's shirt, and squeezed. Got any titties yet? Nah, not much. You ain't nothing but a Gerber baby. He pushed her. Bobby, his head still ringing from the slap, caught her, and for the second time kept her from falling down. Let's beat this queer up, the kid on the motorcycle belt said. I hate his face. They moved in, the wheels of their bikes squeaking solemnly. Then Willie let his drop on his side like a dead pony and reached for Bobby. Bobby raised his fists in a feeble imitation of Floyd Patterson. Say, boys, what's going on? Someone asked from behind them. Willie had drawn one of his own fists back, still holding it, cocked. He looked over his shoulder. So did Robin Hood and the boy with the motorcycle belt. Parked at the curb was an old blue Studebaker with rusty rocker panels and a magnetic Jesus on the dashboard. Standing in front of it, looking extremely busty in the chest and extremely wide in the hip, was Anita Gerber's friend, Rhianda. Summer clothes were never going to be her friends, even at 11, Bobby understood this, but at that moment she looked like a goddess in petal pushers.